This is the Alchemy Experience podcast, brought to you by Lila Radio, a place where we embrace natural living, getting back to the basics, and back into nature. I am your host, Lila Becker. I'm a lifelong alchemist, mixologist, and a catalyst for your conjuring of creative concoctions. In these podcasts, I talk about herbalism, yoga, meditation, cooking, bath and beauty blending, and the art of healing yourself. Welcome. Welcome. Today's podcast is about choice. You are choosing to listen to this in this moment, and I appreciate you for that. I really am going off the cuff here. I really have no script, but I am inspired to do this episode, so I wanted to just jump on here and start talking. I saw an Instagram post by Lori Ladd. If you do not follow her, you absolutely should. She is a fantastic medium. She gets a lot of downloads from otherworldly spirits, and she is very eloquent in relaying those downloads to the public. So I follow her on Instagram. I have a feeling she's on Facebook. Anyways, she was talking about freeing your mind and escaping this world of life is done to me. You know, you think about if you're standing at the edge of the sea and the wind starts kicking up the waves and the waves are crashing you over and crashing you over. And if you let them do that long enough, it's going to pull you down into the wet sand and you end up becoming stuck. But, and this happens a lot in life. We say life is happening to me. A lot. We say, why can't I get out from underneath this situation that I'm in? We believe that we are just a lonely sock in the wash kind of thing, swirling around with no control over our life. To come back to Lori Ladd, she said how the way that we can remove ourselves from this like pre-programmed, like sad, depressive kind of life where we just feel like nothing is really happening is to do one thing. And that one thing is to make a choice. And if you can start to realize that everything in life is a choice, you choose to pick up a cigarette, you choose to eat the donut instead of the salad, you choose to watch TV all day instead of going outside for a walk. Every single thing you do is a choice. And if you can start to tell yourself, I choose this, I choose that, not only will you stay very present, but you also will be taking responsibility for your actions, and then life can start to happen for you instead of to you. So in taking little pieces from Thich Nhat Hanh, who talks about being present, if you've ever been to Plum Village or read about Plum Village in France, all they do are these walking meditations where they are just very aware of one foot touching the ground and the other foot touching the ground and being extremely present with their breath, with their steps, and with the universe. So by continuing to tell yourself, I breathe in, I breathe out, I step with my left foot, I step with my right foot, or I choose this glass of water, I choose to wake up early, I choose to take this walk, then you are continuing to be in the moment. You are not only actualizing your actions and realizing that these things are under your control and that you can change the trajectory of your life. You guys hear me talk about my now 17-year-old dog, Lucy, all the time. She is only as sprite and as healthy as she is today because of a small family-owned company that has been helping thousands of cats and dogs around the world for almost two decades. Vitality Science's natural formulas are created with the highest quality and most effective ingredients on the market. and their award-winning customer service with free pet health hotline sets them above the rest of the pet supplement companies out there. If you are looking to increase the vitality and longevity of your pet, visit vitalityscience.com and use the coupon code LeelaRadio10 for 10% off your first order. I'm going to be talking about my book a lot, mainly because I'm really proud of myself and I think it's super good. Also, it has a lot of good life lessons in it that I can relate back to my teachings. And of course, because it came from the depths of my soul, the words are interlaced with the fiber of my being. So it is available for download at foodloveyogahealth.com/novels. I will put that information in the episode description. But in my book, I think it's around the second chapter or the second, portion. I talk about how I chose to go to India. I chose to give up my life where I was making good money and make a change, shift my life path and move away without any thoughts of ever coming back, honestly. And when I think about people barreling down their life path and then something happens, and interestingly enough, I've seen that it happens around the age of 33, 35. But something happens where we wake up and we think, huh, this is not where I thought I was going to be at this age. I am not happy. I am sick. I am lonely. Whatever those words were for you, or if you're feeling them, it's a realization point. And I think it comes to the point where we realize that we don't have to impress people anymore. Like, we really don't care what people think anymore. We kind of get this self-awareness around that age where we're just like, yeah, I don't care if you think of me in this way or that way. I'm not happy. I need to change it. That is what a lot of teachers will call the aha moment. And for me, that aha moment came to me when I was so sick. I was on an oxygen machine. I slept in a recliner chair. I was so unhappy in my mind that my body was expressing it in a world of illnesses that no doctors could figure out. And I remember the morning I woke up and I had the oxygen machine over my mouth, and my sister's an acupuncturist and she had some needles in my face. And I'm looking up at these needles in my face and I'm looking at the machine beside me, the oxygen machine. And I said, something has to change. Like, this is my aha moment. I have to just get as far away from this current life path as possible so that I can figure out how to turn it around. And so when I think about people like this, I think about a ship in the ocean, like one of those big cargo ships, you know? Let's just say that ship is like barreling down one path and they want to change course. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of calculated movements and a lot of faith and a lot of time to turn that boat around, because the water is moving in one direction. And you kind of were in that direction too, right? And so it's like pushing you along. And to think about having to turn in that current and move in a different direction, it takes a lot. It's not just something that comes. It has to be something that you choose to do. You put your mind to it. You take responsibility for it. You choose to do it. Now, you don't necessarily have to know how it will happen, because the universe does actually provide that. Like, you really should let go of that how and just focus on the want, the feelings, the energy that you can embody when you change it. and when it is being changed, that feeling. So for me, I got to a point where all I did was think about India. I could literally feel the heat on my skin in the middle of a North America winter. I could smell the spices, even though I had never been there before. I could just imagine it. I could feel my feet on the ground in India. I could think about the things that I would do. I can imagine the ocean. I can imagine the ashrams. I can imagine the people in New Delhi. All I did was think about India. And honestly, I didn't know how it was going to happen. I just knew I had to go, and I had faith that the universe would find me a way. So if you read my book, you'll understand all of that. But the point of the matter is, I chose to make a decision. I chose to make a change. And that's the only way things are going to change, because you have to be in control of your ship. You can't just keep letting the waves crash you under. That's a letting go kind of thing in a way that's not good. I mean, it's good to let go, but you can't let go of control. If you let go of control of your boat in a storm, what happens? You need to find the strength deep down inside to steer your boat out of the current and into a different one that is best for you. Our beautiful minds are designed to give us what we want in this life. It is of the utmost importance to know exactly what you want before the universe can give it to you. This includes having a deep subconscious knowing, being able to feel it in your bones without a fraction of a doubt, and visualizing every detail. This is the trick. So take out a piece of paper, write down one goal. You can pause me and I will be here forever until you replay this. So take out a piece of paper, write down one goal. It could be about a specific partner that you want in your life, a specific event that you want to create, a specific position at work. It could be about your dream home, your ideal lifestyle, the way you relate to others. Whatever it is, just pick one and write it down. Visualizing it in your mind's eye and repeatedly telling yourself what you want, and then the mind will make it so. I interviewed my friends that made this drastic change in their lives to move to India, and they all said the same thing. No one believed I could do it from the outside. It looked as if I didn't have any money or the ability to pull it off. But I believed in myself. I could feel it in my soul that it was going to happen. I blocked out external influences, ignored all those that were against me and challenging me. I just put my head down, worked nonstop, and the only thought was the thought of me taking a leap and landing in the life that I had always dreamt. So my question to you is, do you really know what you want? Do you know it so well that you can taste it, smell it, and feel it? And if you don't know, then how do you figure it out? So if you decide to come to Passionate Path Coaching on my website at Food Love Yoga Health, I do have some classes that can help you figure it out. Also, if you subscribe to Leela Radio, you can get a whole bunch of meditations that come from Tantra practices that can also help you figure it out. Underneath of everything, we find the bitter, raw, true self. Often we are so unfamiliar with the state of being that we have become friends with, we have to re-become friends with it. This new you that you discover once you uncover everything. It's a non-judgmental self-experimentation. And it is from here that we can tap into this mind-body connection and feel what we truly want. This process took me years. And it was only directed by the paths that I took and finding my way to the traditional Tantra ashram in India. It did not come without many roadblocks, but with practice and perseverance, you can find what you really want in this world. So what if you can't go to India? What if you have kids and a mortgage and you don't have that much money and I don't know, there's a world of excuses why people can't do things, but what if that is that thing, right? India is just a metaphor, honestly. I mean, yeah, it's wonderful. If you want to go, call me, we'll go together. But it's just a metaphor of making like a really huge shift, like a really big change. And how can you do that? And, you know, it's like eating an elephant. You have to take one bite at a time. You first think of it in your mind and you get your very, very clear picture of what you want to do. So they always say that the universe can't give you what you want until you know 100% what you want. If you don't know it, then the universe doesn't know it, right? So that's manifestations 101. Really knowing to the detail, to the finest details, what you want. So once you figure that out, you can just take little bites and really keep your mind from getting distracted and choosing to just focus on this one thing that you want the universe to grant you. That may not sound like it, you're being present, but you are, because you're consciously creating something that you want more for your life. So going back to I choose, I want you to think about the things that you mindlessly do in a day. Now, yes, granted, we have 1,000 things going on. We have tons of information to consume. We have so many things to do. You know, we have not only just one job, but maybe two or three. We have side hustles. We have friends that we want to go visit. There are so many things to do in this world. So our body learns to hack our actions, right? So the things that does what our habits and stuff, you know, things that we do over and over and over again that we don't have to think about. And our brain has just created a pathway that they don't have to do anything except what they've done before with like muscle memory and repeated action. So your brain doesn't have to expel so much, you know, energy in learning this action again because it's done it over and over again. This is the biohack, right? This is the trick. Try to trip up your brain. Like, stop having it be so lazy per se. That's funny to say about a brain. But anyways, trip up your brain. If you brush your teeth with your right hand every morning, try brushing your teeth with your left hand. If you put your pants on with your left leg in the morning, try putting your pants on with your right leg in the morning. If you pull out of your driveway and make a right-hand turn, try pulling out of your driveway and making a left-hand turn, and maybe you have to make a loop around the block, but just switch. Whenever you feel like you're on autopilot, try to play a game with yourself and switch up your brain. By doing this, this is not only going to rewire neurons in your brain, activating your brain to do more and better things, but it's also going to keep you very present. Because when we go on autopilot in this life, what kind of a life is that? You know, we are here to experience and touch and draw in and be. And when it's the same thing over and over again, and our body's just hacking life, really have to ask ourselves what kind of a life that is. Like, what is the point, honestly, right? We are divine beings that have been put on this earth to do divine things. And biohacking and just taking the shortcuts is so, you know, so less than us. We deserve bigger and better. So number one is really being present. And, you know, we'll talk about more later, but follow Lori Ladd on Instagram. And you can follow me on Instagram at appalachian_wild.com. And we'll talk soon. One of my favorite quotes by the Dalai Lama is, "Be careful of your thoughts, they become your words. Be careful of your words, they become your actions. Be careful of your actions, they become your habits. Be careful of your habits, they become your character. Be careful of your character, it becomes your destiny." Thank you for listening to this episode. I create these podcasts, blogs, ebooks, and courses because I crave to live in a world that is inspired and inspires in return. So I'd like to ask you to ask yourself, how can I create inspiration today? And remembering that life is simply inspired action. Thank you for listening to The Alchemy Experience by Lilo Radio, where we believe in truth, liberty, and freedom to heal yourself by what God has put on this beautiful earth. You can follow me on Instagram at appalachia_wild or on my website at foodloveyogahealth.com. I am Lila Becker, and until next time, take care.